April 28th. Marlene was right. The girl's infection is like nothing I've ever seen. The cause of her immunity is uncertain. As we have seen in all past cases, the antigenic titers of the patient's cordyceps remain high in both the serum and the cerebrospinal fluid. Blood cultures taken from the patient rapidly grow cordyceps in fungal media in the lab. However, white blood cell lines, including percentages and absolute counts, are completely normal. There is no elevation of pro-inflammatory cytokines, and an MRI of the brain shows no evidence of fungal growth in the limbic regions, which would normally accompany the prodrome of aggression in infected patients. We must find a way to replicate this day under laboratory conditions. We're about to hit a milestone in human history, equal to the discovery of penicillin. After years of wandering in circles, we're about to come home, make a difference and bring the human race back into its own destiny. All our sacrifices, and the hundreds of men and women who've bled for this cause, or worse, will not die in vain.